from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma who will be presenting you various information, updates, programs about Indonesian art, culture, tradition, food, and so on. And of course, the music that could brighten up your day. And we are also providing you with the news for the first program, followed by Quote of the Day. Then we also have Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel, VOI, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. The first one, as always, we begin with the news.
Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. 30 million Indonesian participate in government's free health check program. Indonesia holds INALAC business mission in Brazil. I'm Unica and this is the news in details. Director General of Primary and Community Health Services, Indonesian Ministry of Health, Maria Endang Sumiwi, said that as of Friday, September 19, 2025, the Ministry of Health recorded that 30 million Indonesian citizens have participated in the free health check programs across all regions of Indonesia. In a statement delivered in Jakarta, she explained that 32 million people of Indonesian society have registered for free health check programs. In a single day, the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Health, can conduct free health examination for 600,000 people at all community health centers across Indonesia.
Jadi sampai dengan hari kemarin kita sudah ada 32 juta pendaftar untuk mengikuti cek kesehatan.
As of yesterday, we had 32 million registered for free health screenings and we had already tested 29.8 million. Our rate is currently around 600,000 per day, so of course, today we have reached 30 million tests. Given that the data recording system is online, we are still waiting for data that hasn't been entered yet.
Maka kita juga masih menunggu data-data yang belum dimasukkan.
Maria Endang Sumiwi encouraged all Indonesian society to utilize this facility so that people can conduct early identification of various types of illnesses they might be suffering from. She also urged the public to make lifestyle changes in increasing physical exercise and reducing by increasing the physical exercise and reducing the consumption of food and beverages that have potential to increase the risk of illness within the community. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs is strengthening economic diplomacy by holding the Indonesian Latin America and the Caribbean Business Mission in Sao Paulo, Brazil on September 22 to 23, 2025. A statement from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Thursday explained that carrying the team charging towards sustainable and resilient business partnerships, this agenda continues the momentum of the 2024 Indonesian Business Mission to Peru, focusing on building resilient and sustainable partnerships amidst global challenges. In this year's INALAC, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs facilitated more than 15 Indonesian medium to large-scale companies to promote leading to products in the energy, automotive, health, food, and beverage, and other strategic industry sectors. This business mission is expected to strengthen Indonesia's economic relations with that non-traditional region, while also supporting Indonesia's economic diplomacy agenda at the global level. An earthquake with magnitude of 6.6 shook Nabire Central Papua on Friday. The tremors, which lasted up 3 seconds, triggered panic as residents ran out of their homes. Deputy for Emergency Management of Agency, Budi Irawan, said a rapid reaction team had been deployed to assist the Nabire Regional Disaster Management Agency in conducting a quick need assessment and distributing basic logistic aid. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Management Agency, Suharyanto, instructed his staff to prepare resource support should it be needed in the local government. The government urged the public to remain alert for the potential aftershocks, ensure their homes are safe before re-entering, and not to easily believe hoax information circulating on social media. The Ministry of Religious Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia will begin the series of events commemorating Santri Day 2025 next week. This commemoration, which carries the theme Guarding Independent Indonesia Towards Global Civilization, marks one decade of state recognition for the contribution of Santri. In an official statement received in Jakarta on Friday, it was stated that the series of events will begin an Itlaq or kick-off ceremony at the Terabuireng Islamic Boarding School in Jombang on September 22, 2025. This year's commemoration is designed not only as a ceremonial event but also as a strategic step to strengthen the role of Santri in providing real tangible contribution. The peak event of the Santri Day 2025 commemoration is planned to be the Santri's Devotion Night for the Nation at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, Jakarta on October 25, 2025. A delegation from China visited Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta on Thursday. The delegation was directly received by Secretary General of Indonesia's Ministry of Religious Affairs, Kamarudin Amin. According to an official statement, the visit aimed to strengthen bilateral friendship and cooperation between China and Indonesia. The Chinese delegation was led by Yang Xiaochao, who serves as the chairman of the Supervision and Judicial Affairs Commission and concurrently as the chairman of the China-Indonesia Friendship Group of the National People's Congress of China. During the meeting, Kamarudin Amin emphasized that the visit was a valuable moment to strengthen bonds of brotherhood, promote mutual understanding, and enhance interfaith and cultural cooperation. He expressed hope that this friendly engagement would benefit both countries in fostering harmony and tolerance. While at Istiqlal Mall, the Chinese delegation toured several areas, including China Space Room, which symbolized the friendship between the two nations. Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Quote of the day. patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Despair, my dear,
'cause I know now you'll take it trial.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also largely green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and wide ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach, with its soft beach sand, makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The calm and not so high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Oh, saat engkau di sana. Kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti kau kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku yakin berserangi, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijak, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau kau pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Hanya untukku. Terasa gelapnya, namun bintang kan tunjukkan hidupku pada dirinya. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra,
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big, big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing along.
Of Indonesia.
I miss you, baby.
setiap bunyi berdering.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The beauty of colorful hills cannot only be enjoyed at Zhang Danxia Landform in Gansu, China, or Painted Hills in Oregon, United States, but you can also enjoy the beauty of colorful hills by traveling to East Nusa Tenggara, namely Kelaba Maja Hill. The location is on Sabu Island, Hawu Mehara Subdistrict, Sabu Raijua Regency. The natural scenery consists of hills, cliffs with various color gradations, and the cliff surface is decorated with naturally created gradations of red, brown, blue, and white. Listener, on Mount Kelaba Maja, there are three stones that stand firmly which are considered to be stones of balance, which represent a family consisting of father, mother, and children. This place is also considered sacred, in which local residents consider it the land of the gods, the holy place of Dewa Maja. Every year, an animal slaughter ceremony is carried out as a symbol of supplication, protection, and fertility from Dewa Maja. Because this place is considered sacred, you must dress modestly to this place. The beauty of Kelaba Maja has earned it a nomination for Anugerah Pesona Indonesia in 2018 in the category Hidden Paradise Destinations. Listener, for you who want to visit Kelaba Maja from Kupang, the capital of East Nusa Tenggara, you can continue your journey by plane to Sabu Island. If you use the sea route, you can use the Fungka or Awu motorboat. Apart from the Fungka or Awu boat, there is also a ferry boat that departs from Bolok Kupang Pier which takes around 13 hours. Meanwhile, the Awu ship depart from Tanau Kupang port and takes approximately 8 hours to arrive in Sabu. When you arrive in Sabu and want to tour the island, motorbike and car rentals are also available, with motorbike rental prices starting from 150,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I am Ahmad Faisal. Bye-bye.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. H. Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. A. 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 Which can be used for ayam, anak, and alam. Let's continue. B, 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 which can be used for bak, batik, and Bali. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Yes. Saat tawaku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyumku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu melindungi. Saat terlihat kuat, tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan. Padahal aku pura-pura.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. secukup pertahananku. Tak bisa lagi ku berkata-kata, kau lah yang selalu di benakku. Ku mencoba
chance I would've stayed with you, plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you, but if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bomber clock to never let you go, but it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot, I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye, I don't ever wanna say goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
That's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.